This is a podcast from Minute Media.
Hello, kiddies. This is your Ghoulie, the Crypt Keeper, and you're listening to Slasher Radio.
Welcome to Slasher Radio with your host Mikey Bones, Cat Velour, and Rob Humphrey. What's happening, ladies and gents?
Hello.
Hello.
What is going on?
I almost said Heidi Ho.
The fuck would you say Heidi Ho for?
I don't know.
Heidi Ho.
It popped in my brain, but then I pulled myself back. But then I said it anyway. I don't know.
Act like you've done this before, man. What the hell are you doing? This took us through his whole thought process on a Heidi Ho. Hell of a deal. All right. We're back. What? I am blanking hard. Oh, God. We did Attack of the Killer Tomatoes last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did.
Oh, by the way. Fucking Google and their algorithms and everything else that they do. I don't know what it's called. I was recording Cult FM earlier today with where's that button? That's a very important button. Little Miss Huge Clown Penis.
Huge Clown Penis.
And we were talking, we talked about Troll 2. This is a bad run of movies for me in the last couple weeks. So obviously we got on the topic of B movies, and I was looking up B movies for an example of whatever I was talking about. The first line was horror B movies, whatever it said. Second line was, if you like Killer Tomatoes, Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. I was like, no, I don't like Attack of the Killer. Why are you showing me this?
Of course you do.
your bad luck of movie streaks ends tonight, Mikey.
Oh, okay. For a second, I thought you meant after tonight. I was like, what do you know about next week's movie that I don't know?
No, it is
But
tonight.
You're talking about the amazing movie we watched tonight. Yeah.
The absolute holiday classic.
Yeah.
I'm so happy, you guys.
We know you are, Kat. It's a winter miracle around here at Slasher Radio. We were supposed to have Harry Manfredini on, but unfortunately, Mr. Manfredini, obviously very busy. He's got a lot going on. So he's pushed it back. It's just scheduling, and we're trying to figure it out. So. Yep. We had to come up with something else to do, and clearly, I did not pick the movie.
Listen, we have been over this already. I was simply throwing out suggestions. You offered up zero suggestions.
Yeah.
Because you listed a bunch of movies. And Rob, I watched this movie with Rob. Lucky me. Made the experience so much better. And we were discussing while watching the movie that the picking process and everything else, and that you said you gave other choices and everything. You gave a bunch of I lost no matter what in the movies that you offered up.
But you could have offered up your own choice and you didn't.
When I see movies like that, guys, it just takes my soul away. I had to watch Attack of the Killer Tomatoes last week. I had to watch Troll 2 and talk about that. What do I got left? Like, it's just... I'm defeated here.
Well, you could have offered up something. That's all I'm saying. You didn't. So we ended up going with one of the movies I offered up.
And like I told you when we were watching this, Rob, you said Jack Frost 2 in front of Kat. I didn't stand a chance. I was not about to get into that argument. I was just going to roll over and take this.
I will say, though, in my defense, I did also offer you the opportunity.
You did.
I said out loud that you could pick something or we would go with one of Rob's picks.
Yep.
I know you did.
And I offered up some real bangers.
And also, I chose the best. Mikey, you have to give this to me. I chose the best movie out of Rob's picks.
No. No. Well, what was it?
Yes.
Go ahead, Rob. What were they?
The other options were Black Christmas 2019.
Ugh.
Because I thought it'd be funny.
Yeah, hold on. Go ahead.
And Ginger Dead Man.
Yeah.
And then Kat also threw in Black Xmas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you've got against the Black Christmas franchise.
And out of all four of them, I think we can all agree that this was the best one.
Absolutely. Well, don't give it away.
Oh, come on, man. There is no way. So, yeah, we're talking Jack Frost 2, Revenge of the Mutant Killer Snowman. And we have a voicemail this week. We're going to get to drink roll call shortly. We got a little bit of horror news. There's really not all too much. And then we'll get into the movie. So do you guys want to start? Well, let's get through drink roll call. Actually, this is a big voicemail. Let's get the voicemail first.
Okay.
I'm very excited. The number, anybody else wants to call and leave a voicemail, the number is 917-397-KILL.
Trace the call. It's coming from inside the house.
917-397-5455. You can leave a voicemail for the show. We'll air it and discuss it. And you can also send a text message. Go ahead, Rob.
You can send a text to that?
Yeah, there it is. To annoy me any further. But you can also send a text message if you'd like. We'll read it on the show and discuss it like you're about to hear now. Here is our voicemail. I usually don't listen to these, but what happens is the thing that we use for our number, when people leave a message under it, like it transcribes it. So I see something, and I seen something in this, and I was like, holy shit. And I had to see if it transcribed it. Some of these transcriptions are funny. Mm-hmm. They're very far from what the people say.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's like when I try to get Siri to send a text by, like, a, you know, just telling her what to say. Somehow the word spaghetti always ends up in there, some dumb shit, you know?
For you, I believe it. Yeah, it's about right. Siri's listening at all times, Rob. Maybe you should think about how you act throughout the day. Just saying. But anyway, so here is the voicemail from this week.
This is Jenny McIntyre, Rob's little brother, and I just wanted to say that you missed my favorite Shaun of the Dead fun fact, which was originally Ed was wearing a shirt that said I Heart Lesbian, but when they screened it, it was too distracting, so they switched it to the I've Got Wood shirt. Also, The Shape of Water is the greatest movie ever made, but my brother's still an idiot because he doesn't like The Shining. Have a great day, guys.
Hell of a deal.
Wow.
Oh, look at that. My little brother.
Yeah, did you know he was doing that, Rob?
I did not. I did not know that.
What a fun surprise.
Yeah, look at that. All right.
And what a fun Shaun of the Dead fact.
It was. I did not come across that one in my extensive research. As you know, I leave no stone unturned.
No.
Clearly.
I'm surprised that got away from me. I couldn't even say without chuckling.
I can picture your brother who probably, he knows you maybe better than anybody, sitting there going, this motherfucker. Probably looked him up and wrote him on an envelope.
He does insist that The Shining's good, though, and I don't know. I think he might be adopted.
You might be adopted. So yeah, that I was gonna ask, is your brother a big Shining fan?
He likes it. I don't know why. He likes Kubrick movies, though.
Is he a horror fan in general, or?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he likes horror movies.
Yeah. We've also discussed, you said that we're going to probably be having your brother on the show at some point in life.
At some point, I guess, yeah, he's expressed an interest in being a guest on the show. So we could probably work that out.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know when. We got a schedule through like January at this point, but.
Yeah. This has to happen. It has to happen. I am looking forward to that more than I should probably admit.
I don't know that it's going to be the treasure trove you think it might be, but we'll see.
I don't know, but it could be. And the fact that it could be is all I need. A hope and a prayer with me, Rob. It also is worth mentioning, your brother also has a podcast that everybody should go check out. What was the name of that again, Rob?
It was called The Good, The Bad, and The Funny.
Yeah. And I would like everyone to know, I don't know how I didn't do this. Rob actually brought this up to me, and I was mad at myself for not thinking of it. This is more of a behind the scenes thing, I guess, that we joke about a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't made the show too often, but I listened to one of the of Rob's brother's shows, and they were doing a mic check that they before they recorded that they put on the beginning of their show, and mm-hmm. I found it hysterical. And it's just been a thing. Like when me and Allie have to do, like if we're not hearing each other correctly, we even do it on Cult FM. And this is my new button.
Now, hold on. Before you play it. Well, I was just going to set it up that you sent this to me. And you just said, is this your brother? I listened to it. Like, yep, that's my brother.
It sure was. And honestly, there was no question. I'm like, yeah, that's got to be Rob's brother. And this was his mic check.
Ass and titties, ass and titties. Ass and titties, ass and titties, titties. Ass and titties, ass and titties.
Keep going.
Ass and titties, ass and titties.
How does he have so much rhythm?
I don't know, man.
I was going to say it's catchy.
It is catchy.
I'm going to have this stuck in my head all week.
Oh, yeah.
I found myself driving down the road going ass and titties, ass and titties. So, yeah, I mean, it's he should have been a songwriter.
Oh, absolutely, man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to get his permission for that. I don't know if we got clearance.
We got to pay him?
I don't know. We might have to.
Oh, no.
Oh, fuck.
Mikey's most expensive button.
Yeah, right. If we get him on, we're going to have him do it. So then once he does it on here, we can use it. So maybe we'll cut that out possibly for copyright infringement issues. And when he comes on here and we have him do it, it's ours.
I don't think it'll be a problem. I know. I'll send him a message right now.
All right. Well, either way, we'll do it. If we could get a live drop of it just for us, it would be even better.
Yeah, yeah.
An upgrade to the ass and titties button.
Oh, absolutely.
Ass and titties, ass and titties.
The best part is the back-to-back titties. It's like ass and titties, ass and titties. Like, whoa. I didn't see it coming. Great way to start the show. But yeah, so that was cool as shit of your brother, man. I love him already.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
I already like him better than you.
All right, fair enough.
All right, drink roll call. I'm still drinking Monster Hards. These things, it was a big box, and I have a lot left, so probably a spoiler for next week as well.
Okay. Guess. Can you guess what I'm drinking?
No.
Is it cheer wine?
I got a can of cheer wine.
Oh. All right. Kat, what about you?
I am having box wine.
Because
I am classy.
Yeah.
White woman's favorite friend.
I was going to have eggnog to celebrate our movie, and then I remembered this is the annual time of year where I remember how much I fucking hate eggnog.
I like eggnog.
I don't like it. It's too thick. I think
it
it's
is
gross.
A little thick. Yeah, I don't drink a lot of it.
So I had like a fancy drink, and then got rid of it immediately.
So I sent a message to my brother asking if we can play it. We will probably not get a response before the show goes up because I also sent him a message on November 19th and never got a response. So
God damn.
We're tight like that.
Nice.
Yeah. We called you an idiot, man. That's big points for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you got to realize my first impressions of this man is ass and titties.
Ass and titties. Ass
and
titties.
And him calling you an idiot. He can't lose at this point.
I mean, I've been called much worse things than an idiot.
By him too, I'm sure.
By us.
Yeah, by us. All right. You guys want to get into some horror news?
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Why are you always so good? Why what? God damn you. You have an aura of you that just pisses me off.
I was showing some enthusiasm.
I know, but you never do. So when you do, it feels weird.
It's time to hump the news with Rob Humphrey.
He's not a genius.
There's not a ton. I'm going to send you guys a link. Everyone listening can go to Bloody Disgusting or NECA.
Yeah, making me do work.
God, there's that enthusiasm again. NECA is releasing 20 years of House of a Thousand Corpses, and they're putting out Captain Spaulding and Otis figures. Rob, you're a figure.
You made
guy.
Me do work to see this dumb shit.
You like NECA figures? You're a resident figure guy. You've got to weigh in.
I'm not a figure guy, first of all. Secondly, I have two NECA figures, one of which is Dr. Chalice, and so there's no way I wasn't going to buy that one.
That's fair.
That's two more figures than I have.
but I have three figures. One of them's just not NECA. I don't want to talk about my figures.
Okay, that's a personal question. All right.
To answer your question, no, I will not be buying these. Secondly, they look great though. NECA always does a really good job with their stuff.
Yeah, yeah, and Otis looks cool too. But man, that Captain Spaulding is so good. I don't like. There's they show like the figures in. In front of sets that they make to make them look cool and everything. And then they have the figure where it's just, the figure with a white background and everything it comes with. And the Captain Spaulding one comes with a hand that's just on its own. And it's in a very suggestive. I don't like that. What can you do with these figures, man?
Anything you want.
Clearly. But yeah, those look really cool. So any figure fans out there, the Captain Spaulding one looks phenomenal. The oldest one looks cool. The next thing I want to talk about was the Black Phone 2. Ethan Hawke will return, and the rest of the main cast also set to return for the upcoming sequel.
Great.
Hell of a deal.
Show enthusiasm, Rob. Come on.
I'm not excited about it. Like, I think it's a bad idea. Like, the Black Phone is a perfect standalone horror movie. It doesn't need a sequel, and it's going to have to be a prequel, right?
If Ethan Hawke's back.
Yeah. I mean, spoilers for the Black Phone, but...
unless Ethan Hawke has an evil twin.
Yeah, there could be that. And that's the kind of dumbass thing they do with a sequel to a movie that doesn't need a sequel.
Yeah, but you know what, guys? Honestly, and I love the Black Phone. I love it the most out of us on the show. So I'm gonna stick up for it. I mean, this prequel doesn't really hurt this. Depending on the direction they go, obviously, it doesn't really hurt it much because they could pretty much make the same movie of him abducting a kid. Just they did it before he got this one.
I think that's kind of the problem, though, is that like they'd be making the same movie.
Yeah, but I feel like you could do so much. Like, he apparently was way worse to the other kid.
Well, that's what I want to watch.
I think that's kind of the thing. Like, because not only was he way worse to the other kids didn't make it. That's going to be a really bleak, time. And also, they're going to have to... So, I complained a little bit about how they upped the supernatural aspect from the short story to the movie by adding the sister, who was also psychic, which I'm still not sure it was needed, but that's a whole other thing. They're going to have to roll it way back because who are the kids going to talk to on the phone if there are no dead kids? Or are there going to be more dead kids? Yeah. Are all children psychic? Like, it poses a lot of questions that I don't want answers to, I think.
Yeah, I just think it's a bad idea. I mean, this to me reeks of a cash grab because there's no reason to make this movie.
And the thing is, maybe Rob and I are wrong. It's happened before for both of us. There's a 1 in 10 chance, being generous, that this goes right, but there are about 9 ways it could go wrong. Like, it just seems really high risk, low reward. And that's the thing, even if it's like a fine movie, even if it's like a fun theater experience, I think still it's pretty likely that we're going to look back and be like, did we need that? Like, this could be another Quiet Place too. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm always the one that wants more. And I used the example before. What if they said, oh, Nightmare on Elm Street was great, we don't do another one. You know, the same could be said for Halloween. Yeah, sometimes it works. And I honestly, like, Ethan Hawke's performance in this was phenomenal. He could come into his own more as that character. And dude, if they do it right, obviously, I'm here for it.
Ethan. And that's the other thing, though, too. Like, Ethan Hawke is great in this movie.
Yeah.
But is the Grabber really a character that, is that a character that you know, requires more? I don't think so. Freddy Krueger was a character that required more, right? Like, you just wanted to see more of what he was going to do. The grabber is just a fucking weird pedo with a fucking van. Like, I don't need to see that.
With a van and a clown routine.
I guess, yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, man. I want more of that. That movie was really fucking good.
Well, we know you do, fucking weirdo.
You son of a bitch. You know what? Where?
What will kids say, huh? No respect.
That's what you get. but again, we got to see. And look, if it's bad, I'm going to be fucking pissed. Because I really like that first one. You know? Yeah. And I forget, we were talking about, we did our Patreon show where we went over Darth Gregor. I lost my buttons already.
Kick him in the dick.
We went over his top 200, half of his top 200 list on Patreon. We were talking about our 100 list that we did recently for the 300th episode. And I can't remember where I had it, but it was high. So it'll be a heartbreaker if it's not good. I hope it's good. See, now I'm moving into nervous a little bit.
I will say that's kind of I'm kind of surprised that you're as for this as you seem to be. You have the most to lose.
Oh, I know. I know. It's a lose game. Like, it's just win-lose. There's no middle ground either. Because if it's mid, that's kind of a letdown too. You know, because like then if they do another one, then I'm not going to look for it. It's either win or lose here. And if it's good, that's a big ass win. But yeah, if it sucks, that's going to hurt. So we'll see what happens.
And just to like sum this up, just on the record, I would like it to be good. My hopes are non-existent, but I'm not like rooting for this to be bad. I'm going in hoping to be pleasantly surprised, and obviously I'm going to watch it. Yeah. You know, they have me.
I mean, I'll see it, but I'm not expecting much.
Next up is, here it comes more, you sons of bitches. Tim Burton. He celebrated the end of filming Beetlejuice 2 by taking a picture of himself. Well, not taking a picture. Yeah, he took a picture in the iconic waiting room scene. Mm-hmm. This is... why the fuck is this picture taken? I'm sending
another
this.
Another still picture from Beetlejuice 2.
Yes, another one.
Great.
I sent it to you guys. Everyone else can go check out Bloody Disgusting. We're at Tim Burton on Instagram. Look, it's not saying much because, you know, this is Beetlejuice 2. They have a bunch of money behind it. Tim Burton involved. It was going to look great, you know, aesthetically. So it looks great. The waiting room.
Does it?
What is going on Tim Burton's Instagram?
What? I didn't look at the rest of it.
When you scroll down, the suggested photos are like all over the goddamn place.
What the fuck is this shit?
Okay, Tim.
Like the Pee Wee Herman one, sure. The Wednesday one, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, but this alien.
But there's an alien. There's like an action figure. There's like a Momo challenge mask. Yeah. And then I don't know what the fuck this thing
is. He's holding up a football jersey with his name on it.
I've got to start following Tim Burton on Instagram, I think, is the takeaway from this story.
Some wild shit going on over there. Look, all right, so he's sitting in the waiting room, fine. I mean, that's not going to be in the movie, I hope.
No. But, like I said, it's not a huge win, because if you're doing Beetlejuice 2, it better fucking look good. So, but it's just, I don't know, it's good to see that again, and it's... I'm looking forward to Beetlejuice.
I'm not a big fan of Beetlejuice to begin with, and this sequel's gonna suck.
Why can I have shit with you? Why?
I'm just saying, it's gonna suck. Why are they making a fucking sequel to Beetlejuice in 2023? I mean, it's
because they're out of original ideas and they want money.
At this point, just remake Beetlejuice. Good Lord.
You know what? No, here's the thing. I would be up for, not like a straight remake, but they did do Beetlejuice the musical. I would take the film adaptation of the musical.
Yeah, Kat, now you're just being silly.
I would. That's a lot cheaper than me finding my way out to New York to see the musical. I'm curious about it, but I don't want to drive that far. What if it sucks?
Yeah, and you're not going to be able to stay at Mikey's house. I already asked. He won't let anybody do that.
I told you you could stay at my house, but you got to sleep on the couch with the dog. What's wrong with that? He's a cute dog. All right, the last thing I have to talk about, and I don't know how much you guys know about this, but I am super interested. Apparently, a Godzilla movie came out called Godzilla Minus One.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's Godzilla, but he's scary.
Woo.
I don't know how true that is, but Godzilla has always, like, made his way into the horror genre, and he never deserved really to be there. If they could make him...
Hot take.
You don't think so? You think he... I don't know, Kat.
Here's the thing. I also am confused as to why Godzilla is there. But we were talking about this last week. There are some things that we just embrace as the horror community, and it has always made more sense to me that Godzilla be embraced than, like, King Kong is also one that we've embraced. You know?
King Kong I'm okay with. And I say that
Godzilla
because
makes more sense to me.
King Kong makes more sense to me. Maybe not so much for King Kong himself, but those movies and the creatures he has, their horror, like, just period, especially in the last, like, three movies or, yeah, three or so movies. Even in Godzilla vs. Kong, when they were on Skull Island, those motherfuckers were scary.
Were they?
Yeah, the dinosaur gas things. Well, I thought they were.
All right.
I always like the Kong movies because they're true creature features, and Godzilla is just like a bunch of white people until you see Godzilla every now and then, and it's, you know, I can see him being embraced, creature design and all those things, but the movies themselves are nowhere near horror. So I don't know. I can see him being there. They're not horror movies to me. But if they, I've always wanted, like, man, I would love to have a Godzilla movie that's actually scary, and maybe we have one.
Yeah, I don't know. Godzilla's kind of confusing because I think there's like two or three different like timelines happening with Godzilla, all at the same time, and so this is not part of like that timeline of, you know, Kong versus Godzilla or whatever the fuck that shit was.
No.
It's a Japanese film, I guess, and I don't know. I don't know much about it. You know, I won't see it, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
Right,
I'm not a big, like, the kaiju's just not my thing. Like, I'm just not really into it.
Me either, but I'm a sucker for these Godzilla movies. I'll sit and watch them. I usually don't rewatch them, but I'll give it a try. And that's all I have for news. I have to hit my damn button.
Hit the button. Have some fun.
Crappy idiot! Get the fuck out of here!
Oh, you!
Go ahead! Go back to turning tricks at old folk and you'll fade in the ass!
It's the God's... Godzilla
the Godzilla Mystery Corner. Mystery Corner.
New feature.
Gabagooly Mystery Corner minus one. This is where all of our listeners anonymously send in Italian memes making fun of me for being Italian. There's no horror tie in here. I don't know why we're doing it. But apparently we're lined up for quite some time. Lucky me.
Oh, just, I was going to say, we're doing like a throwback. This is one of the first ones I got. And it keeps getting pushed back. I'm trying to clean out the folder because I got a new phone. So before I download a bunch of new Gabagool memes into my new phone, we're trying to clear out some of the older ones. So
look at fancy Cat with her fancy new phone.
I don't know if it's fancy.
You know, you could just delete them, right, Cat? If a year has went by, they've probably given up on their shit getting in here. The memes go up on Patreon. On Patreon, and
this is a good one.
We try and describe them on the show. Let's take a look at shit. That's fucking stupid.
You say that every time.
Not every time. This one's fucking stupid. It's captioned, "How Italian Rappers Record." And it's a picture of a recording studio, foam and stuff on the walls, and got a microphone on a mic stand, and what looks to be Beats by Dre headphones, possibly. And the headphones are on someone's hand, doing the old capiche sign in front of the fucking microphone.
This was amazing. The level of detail that you went into was worth the meme submission alone.
You really did put in quite the description there, Mike.
You're painting us a picture.
Yeah.
Picture sucks. I don't like it.
Seemed like you were pretty into it.
No! It's terrible. This is not, it's not funny. It's just stupid. Low tier meme. I still insist that we should probably at least there should be a grade to get in here. And like this one to me wouldn't have made it. This one.
Oh, sucked. I like this one.
I was going to say, I probably see the thing is that I would be grading them and I would have passed this one right through. So
this one waited a year too. This one. Yeah. Well, also an update on the Italian fleshlight one from a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah?
The investigation still ongoing. I did, I don't want to call it an interrogation. It sounds aggressive, but I spoke with IR Chris.
Hell of a deal.
There it is. He was a little resentful that I accused him. He denied having involvement, and I don't think I believe him, so he's still a suspect. Among others, okay. Chris, I don't want you to think it's just you. Yeah, there's others.
I do feel like this investigation has been largely focused on Chris, though.
I'm not going to lie to anybody here. It has been. Right? And, you know, like Chris is, he's a meme guy. Mm-hmm. He every time we also have a Discord. Every fucking time someone interacts in our Discord or posts something in our Discord, well, not every time, maybe a good 75% of the time, Chris will react to, you can have reactions on the messages, and he reacts with the fucking pinched finger emoji with the peach hand for no reason.
I mean, that's pretty par for the course for our Discord.
It has nothing to do with anything Italian. It's just peach hands. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
That's just a symbol of solidarity at Slasher Radio.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chris, you like making fun of Italians. You're a fucking meme lord. You're a suspect, man. Whether you like it, I mean, you got to admit, you're a prime suspect. Yeah, he denied it and was pretty insulted, but the investigation is going forward. Chris is still a suspect, and I maybe shouldn't even disclose this information, but we had to bring out the big guns, and the Oompa Loompas are getting them.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't had them in a while.
Yeah. I know,
you guys did this to yourself. The Oompa Loompas are out, so good luck. Mm-hmm. Hope you're all happy.
Did you guys know that Tony Danza has appeared in one Academy Award winner for Best Picture?
No.
He was in 2004's Crash.
Ow.
Mm-hmm. Rob.
Hmm.
Why?
What? What's that?
The Danza stuff. Why? Mm-hmm.
It's a Tony Danza fun fact.
Yeah, I know. It's not a fun fact. It's an annoying fact. Nobody cares.
People care. One Best Picture.
Tony Danza cares.
I don't even think Tony Danza would give a fuck about that. Honestly. I don't even think he would find himself this interesting. The fact that every week we have to talk about him. I don't even think he would want to hear it.
He's had quite a life. That's for certain. I did burn a fun fact earlier this week, Kat.
Oh, no.
I know. But I had to do it because Allie has a thing on her stream where you can do a text-to-speech and a little hand comes out and reads it. So I had to fun fact, a Danza fact in there. It was a good one, too. I kind of wish I'd saved it for the show. It was the fact that he almost always watched the television series 24 with Liza Minnelli.
Oh, that's a good one.
Isn't that nice?
You just did it on the show now.
But no, that doesn't count really as I was telling Kat about the one that I already did.
Yeah.
It does count. I forgot you did that.
Kat wasn't there. She needed to be clued in.
I need to be filled into these things.
He's got to get the whole story of the patron saint of Italian Americans, Mikey.
Can you imagine one day he's writing his autobiography and he has to include the Tony Danza fun fact? Radio.
Yeah, this is bullshit. I don't like this at all. I forgot you did that, by the way. Yeah, I'm playing Dead by Daylight, Cat, trying to survive, run for my life, and all these things, and I gotta hear that shit.
I was. That's like a really rooting you on, you know.
You were being watched over by the patron saint of Italian Americans.
That's right.
Anyway, are we done now? Finished?
Yeah.
I'm done. I don't know what you're waiting on.
We'll be right back with Jack Frost 2.
You gotta say the whole title.
Revenge of the Mutant Killer Snowman.
Thank you.
All right. Who's taking official blame for this, by the way?
You, I think, made the final decision here.
Yeah, this was a Mikey pick.
No. You gave me a list of movies you knew I would hate. I have no say in that. I have no say in the outcome for me. It's going to be horrible either way. Either way, we're doing this. I don't know who gets the blame. I'm not taking blame for this one. This one.
There's no blame anyway. It's really credit.
Hmm.
No one has to take blame. Someone gets credit.
Yeah, I think that's true. Who would like credit for this movie? I would argue Mikey gets credit for this movie because he chose it, Mikey. But round of applause?
No round of applause.
All right.
All right. Does anybody want to go first with opening thoughts?
Yeah, I'll go. I enjoyed this movie. It's a lot of fun. It's I don't think it's as good as the first one, but I think it's a solid follow-up. Like, I think it's right there, kind of close to that same level.
This movie sucked.
But
I didn't enjoy it at all. It is nowhere near as good as the first one. The first one was very mid.
Okay, well, let's not get crazy.
I said it.
It was the very first 10 out of 10 movie ever on this show.
Yeah.
Yeah, by Cat. Which was a bit, but I don't know if it is anymore, to be honest. The line here is, it's always gray to me with these movies. The first one was saved by somewhat funny one-liners, and you've seen a lot of the snowman, and he was doing his thing a lot in that movie, and like, all right, if you're into movies like that, I can understand. This was absolutely ridiculous. For anybody who hasn't seen this movie, I envy you, but it's about a killer snowman in, what was it? It's not Hawaii, the Bahamas, which for obvious reasons is absurd. And you didn't see much snowman. It was a lot of quick shots of his face and then things flying or falling.
What I'm hearing is that Mikey wants to see more Jack Frost.
What Mikey's saying is, if I have to sit and watch a movie about a killer snowman, at least let me see the snowman kill stuff. Don't let me see a shot of a still snowman and then cut quickly to a badly done icicle flying. Or a snow anvil falling on somebody. No, I don't want that.
That was a great kill, Mikey.
It was awful. And I would also like to remind everybody that this is a very mean pick because of my traumatic experience with the first time I seen Jack Frost. I was a young
boy. Because I missed an episode?
Oh, yeah.
Were you sad?
No. I was a young boy. In my grandfather's room, I was sleeping with my grandparents, and I was on the floor, and he made me like this little blanket set up down so I could sleep down there. And my grandfather had fell asleep, so I'm flipping through the channels looking for something to watch because I'm up. And Jack Frost, I seen it on the bottom of the TV. I was like, "Yeah, all right, Jack Frost. What's his name? What was the good Jack Frost? Who was in it?
Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton."
Tim Allen. No, that was the Santa Claus. Come on, get your head out of your ass.
Yes, it was. Santa Claus was great. So I sat down, I snuggled in, and I'm ready for some good old wholesome Jack Frost. Dude, I was fucking terrified. I was like, what the fuck? And I woke my grandfather up, turned the TV off, and, you know, it was not a good situation. Very young. So, yeah, that every time I see this movie, it does remind me of that a little bit. So, you know, shame on you guys, really, for putting me through it.
But this isn't the original one. This is Jack Frost 2.
Yeah.
Still the same snowman.
Revenge of the Mutant Killer Snowman.
It was the same guy.
And you just said that you didn't see him in this movie.
But if I have to sit and watch it, I at least give me what you're billing me. You know, like, at least give me that. Like, if I have to watch Rubber, good example, horrible movie, but at least I seen a tire killing shit. Was I happy about it? No. But if, at least you gave it to me.
All right. Well, Rubber's amazing, but that's a different topic.
I love this movie. It's fantastic. It does everything that a sequel should do. I will say it's not quite as good as my favorite film of all time, Jack Frost. But those were just unreasonably large shoes to fill. And this one really tries, you know? I love that they were trying to, that it's like, how do we up the stakes for the Killer Snowman movie? And they're like, obvious answer, we put him in the Bahamas. Like, just, that's great. they make sure that the antifreeze doesn't work.
Yeah.
They up, it's like a new thing that they have to find that kills the snowman. There's an explanation for it. I will say the one-liners, like the snappy Jack dialogue one-liners aren't as good, but this movie does have incredible dialogue. Like, I really appreciated some of the other quotes from the movie. I also, the kills were great. We didn't get to see, like in the first one, they had I almost called it a Muppet. they had kind of like the hand puppet-esque Jack Frost mask with the teeth that we saw get utilized for a lot of the motion shots in the first one. And we didn't have as much of that in this one. But we did have really cool kills. I liked the anvil. I liked the metal to the face. I liked the tongs through the eyeballs. Like, we had some really cool kills in this, and we also had some really cool shots in this one that I think they didn't quite fill the void of seeing less Jack Frost, but I think they were, like, some creative workarounds. I really liked when the photographer was killed, and we got to see the falling snapshots of that. Like, that was just, it was a cool shot. They did some inventive stuff in this one, and I'm pretty impressed with it overall.
I was extremely bored throughout half of this movie. This movie took quite some, it was way too much of these people who are not interesting, nor are they good actors. And it just was flat, boring, and they're running around. It had, I Still Know What You Did Last Summer vibes to it, big time.
This had to be parodying I Still Know What You Did Last Summer, right?
I think it was a nice homage.
Like...
And I mean, like, yeah, the ridiculousness picked up on this, you know, maybe the last over a quarter of the movie, but come on, man, this thing, you guys can't even admit that the first half of this movie dragged.
No, well, they had, first of all, amazing opening, where he's talking to his therapist.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Jack Frost. Like, that was just great. And then we, like, you can call some of the characters boring. Like, I didn't care so much about the wedding arc. No one cares about that. And there were, like, a lot of filler characters. But the Colonel and Captain Fun.
Oh, Captain Fun. I wanted a punch dead in his face.
And Manners.
The Manners was amazing.
If I am sitting, Rob, you can attest, this pissed me off. If I am sitting anywhere and at a table, and especially if I'm alone and I'm looking like I'm not in a good mood, if this motherfucker came over and acting all jolly and chipper and happy like that, he should have got his ass whooped. He's jumping in people's beds. He's doing all this. I hated him. I did not like him at all. Least favorite part of the movie. Go ahead and make your jokes about me hating someone named Captain Fun all you want, but
he literally hates Fun.
Yeah. I hate Captain Fun, that is for sure.
Look, I think the boring part, what are you talking about, the boring part, Mikey, the beginning? I didn't find it boring. It's like an interesting character study. They're setting up the fact that, the you know, there's still trauma there from what he experienced last year. I told you, you looked at this movie too surface level. The story here is really about a small town sheriff who's haunted about the things that he's seen in his life, and he's trying to run from his past, but you can't run from the past. The past will always catch up to you.
The past is in your DNA, Mikey.
Yeah.
It was way too much time on that, and everything was, what about this? What about last year? What about last year? What about, like, okay, we get it. I didn't need 50 examples of it just throughout the fucking movie. Talk about last year a couple times, show that the one dude's still scared, and move the fuck on to get these dumbass kills by a still standing snowman out of the way. That was my thought on it. Like, it's just way too much that I did. Like, it's a killer snowman movie, man. I'm not looking for character development. Like, what the hell?
I mean, you know, that's like saying you didn't like Halloween 2018 because Laurie Strode talked too much about the time Michael Myers attacked her.
It's exactly the same.
Yeah.
But it wasn't just her in different sets talking about the same thing. She mentioned it at the beginning. Well, she didn't even mention it. Her family did. And then she mentioned
it. I don't know, man. It kind of feels like she mentioned it a lot in the movie.
Well, I'm saying that first, her family talked about it. And then you built up to seeing it in the restaurant when she freaked out. Then she's like, it was actually building something there. This is just this guy sitting there sulking going, but last year in the snowman, like, fuck me, man. Just let me see the snowman kill things.
He sort of gets bailed out on that one by being right, you know?
Yeah, of course he's right. The movie's named Revenge of the Mutant Killer Snowman. Yeah, he's going to be right.
Hey, you know, I thought this movie was really clever. And, you know, I thought it was good. I thought it was fun.
Snow Anvil. Clever.
Snow Anvil. Snow Anvil was genius. I mean, you got to admit, Mikey, you did not see that coming.
No, I didn't. No, I did not.
And, once again, another example of a movie showing me something I've never seen before.
This movie showed me a lot that I had never seen before.
You cannot say this was unoriginal.
Certain things, sure, no. I you could say that, but a lot of it, I could have went without a snow anvil. I could have went without that.
No, I don't think so.
The one kill I'll give it, the one kill that I will give this thing was when he turned the water frozen on that girl in the pool. Whatever, you gotta get over him being able to do that, sure. I'm not even really too mad at that, because then they just kept doing it. And it's like, okay, how could he survive in the Bahamas? Well, he could just make everything frozen. Okay. But the freezing the girl in the water, or the water over the girl, that was kind of cool. I'll give it that. And that's it. Well, it gets one other thing later on, but that's it.
No anvil, Mikey.
And that snow anvil, really, I did not like that.
And the tongs?
The tongs were cool.
The head exploding?
No.
Oh.
Mm-mm. No. I won't.
All right. There was something else you liked about this movie, I know.
There's one other thing.
You love the little Jack Frost babies.
Look, if they would have did a movie of just those snowballs, I might have been in, but they didn't. Like, those were adorable little fuckers. Like, he hatched out of that snow goo, and he said, Dada. And Captain Pain in the Ass was so happy, and then he said, kill Dada. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, all right. Those little bastards were adorable. It was so funny. They put him in the waffle iron. He popped up. He had all the grates on him and shit. Fair enough. Those things were pretty cool.
See, classic movie.
I wouldn't use the word classic, no.
It's full of classic movie moments.
Like, I named two. Yeah, the snowballs were cool. But see, we got to see the snowball.
We did get to see the snowballs.
You know, and we've seen them in action. Not at all times. Sometimes they were just still snowballs making noises that didn't move at all. I can get over that a little if it, you know, because it's adorable and it's fun. The snowman just standing there and not moving constantly. Like, I don't know what change. They must have spent their whole budget on little snowball fuckers. Right?
Worth it if they did.
I think they spent their whole budget on going to the Bahamas.
Probably. They They just wanted to go to the Bahamas on vacation, and they said, let's make a movie while we're there, I think. But yeah, man, that, like, that, honestly, that was a big drawback for me, that Jack Frost really didn't do shit.
He did a lot.
Physically. He got a lot done within, you know, what happened in the movie. But you don't, it was all close-up shots of his face, mostly.
Yeah. Why? I mean, I see what you're saying. One of the things that, if there was a drawback to this movie for me, it was that we didn't get to see a lot of the kills on screen.
Mostly any of them.
That was a bit of a disappointment. Because we got to see like the cool aftermath of the kills, like the eyeballs on the tongs and stuff. But I would have loved to have seen that happen on screen, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It wasn't quite graphic or gory enough. But it's still a good time, and it's a solid follow-up to Jack Frost, I think.
No. The first one, again, at least the first one was fun. You know, this, like Kat mentioned, his one-liners were better. He actually did shit. He was moving around, fucking shit up. All right, cool. You give me that, and you can make me laugh. And yeah, and they had good kills that were on screen in that first one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened here.
I'm guessing budget. I don't know.
Yeah. I doubt I'll be able to see Jack Frost. The other problem with this movie is every time you look it up, you get that fucking other one. I don't think we're going to be able to find.
I couldn't find a budget anywhere.
Okay. There it
or is. Box office, but I'm guessing it didn't go to theaters.
Yeah, thing. What? Oh, never mind. I was going to say. It had a quick clip from like a little blurb from Wikipedia, mm-hmm. and I seen 30 million. But the whole sentence is
$30 million on this movie. Somebody out there is $29.5 million richer than they should be.
The full sentence is another film he wrote had a $30 million budget.
That unfortunately makes more sense.
Yeah. Oh, wait, while Jack Frost was made for, quote, it's in quotes, the cost of its catering budget. Wow. Yeah, so, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if this movie had less money. I would imagine, in all seriousness, they spent it on the little fuckers. But that could have been a mistake. And I'm not saying to not have the little fuckers, but, like, balance it. Maybe do less of the setup that you don't need and, you know, throw more snowman in there and end with the little fuckers.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
What do you think of the big twist at the end, Mikey, that it wasn't really the antifreeze all along?
It was fucking stupid.
Oh, it was pretty brilliant. I mean, they completely flipped the story on its head.
Oh, yeah.
Because when that antifreeze didn't work, you're thinking, well, how are they going to stop him now?
Yeah, they had that elaborate setup to cover the antifreeze in like a tarp or whatever it was that was white so the snowman would think that's what it was. Because he didn't move the whole movie, and that's the time he decided to fucking walk a little bit, and he walked right into it.
Well, look, if there is a time for him to move, it's got to be then for him to spring the trap.
Understood. But he is watching them this whole time and followed them to the Bahamas to do this, and he didn't see them set all of that up.
Well, maybe he did. Maybe he just knew the antifreeze wouldn't stop him.
It was a display of power, Mikey.
Yeah, it's a power move.
I don't know what else you want me to say about that. It was. I guess that got us the little snow fuckers, though.
Yeah.
So I can't be too mad at it, I guess. But yeah, I understand what it sounds like when I poke at stuff like that for a movie like this, but like, come on, dude, they could have did anything.
Right. But what they did do was awesome.
I disagree strongly.
I mean, I don't want to sound like a broken record or anything, but Snow Anvil.
Mm-hmm. Snow Anvil. That's what we needed.
You say it sarcastically, but I think it was what we needed.
Right. Like, I will never forget that.
Me either, unfortunately.
So I took one note for this movie.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it was, you can tell where I got invested in the movie because I quit taking notes. I wrote down Jack be nimble, Jack be quick, and Jack gouged eyes out with candlesticks. And then that was the last note that I took. I got invested.
Yeah, his nursery rhyme at the beginning was quite clever.
It was good.
Yeah. And that was funny, Mikey, with the therapist and the guy, everybody was so listening good. In and stuff on speaker. That was funny.
And the therapist accidentally says, tell us.
Yeah. He's trying not to laugh. I mean, that's funny stuff.
No, I didn't find it funny. I just didn't.
What about 20% chance of frostbite, 100% chance of death?
No, I didn't. The one-liners were horrible. It was like they were trying to get, I don't even know, like Freddy Krueger mixed with whatever the fuck. It's like, it just, and the first one, that part worked. You know, those the one-liners were pretty good for what they were.
I can see my house from here.
But they, like, funny. it was a decline all the way around in this one for me. And you're putting in the Bahamas in the first place. Like, why the hell would you do that?
What about when he turned himself into ice cubes so he could be rubbed on that model's nipples?
As smart as that was to do, like if I could do that, I wouldn't be opposed to doing it. But, okay, whatever. I don't know. What am I supposed to say about that? It was ridiculous.
Saying, I mean, there's a lot of funny stuff that happened in this movie, and you're shortchanging it.
No, the movie shortchanged me.
Ooh.
Is the problem.
I do wish we had seen a little more on screen death.
Yeah.
You know, I'll give you that. And yeah, it is a little weird that they sort of move backwards in that area.
Yeah.
And I don't quite understand why. It had to have been a budgetary thing, is the only thing I can figure. But I think that they bailed themselves out a lot with just sort of clever ideas and writing. It didn't bother me.
I disagree with everything.
Even the part where I said they took a step backwards?
Yeah. Well, no. That I agree with that firmly. I understand how that. It had to be the snow fuckers. It had to be. Because, like, that's expensive to do. Yeah. It, that was honestly my biggest note. Like, my biggest issue, dude, was the fact that it moved backwards the way it did.
Mm-hmm.
And, That was a big drawback, because you know the character, like the snowman in the first one, he was the best part. You didn't care about anybody else in that movie.
No, Shannon Elizabeth.
Well, yeah, all right, fair, but you just wanted to see him kill people. That was it. And I mean, people died in this, sure, but it wasn't that same way as the first one. And like, that's all this movie has, the killer snowman. Like, I don't give a shit about anything but the killer snowman. And you didn't give that to me. So, that's the biggest crime.
Well, I think you didn't care about any of the characters?
No.
I mean, clearly not Captain Fun. We know you hated him, but...
What about Manners, though?
Yeah, Manners was awesome.
No.
And the couple, we know they were getting married. That couple should not get married, by the way. They
should
were
not
terrible for each other. And again, the sheriff with the backstory and everything.
He wouldn't even let him give her go over there to give her a hug. He didn't ask for nothing. Yeah, like we asked for a hand job or something. He just wanted a hug, man. He'll let him give you a hug. Nope. Nothing.
But yeah, I mean, we get taken on the psychological journey of the sheriff and all that. Nothing for you?
No. No. And then at the end, you kill the killer, mutant killer snowman with bananas.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
How?
Again, you did not see that coming. They subverted expectations.
No, they didn't.
They did. You didn't
see
bananas being the thing that was going to kill the mutant killer snowman?
That's stupid, though.
But it subverted your expectations in the tradition of great slasher films like Scream.
And there's a reason for it. They wrote in a reason.
I'm going to ignore Rob brought up Scream, this thing. Scream's going through enough right now. You stop it. But... look, make it make sense, though.
It made sense.
It did make sense.
No, it's not good. Like, it's ridiculous. Bananas for a snowman? Why?
Because he shares DNA with the sheriff.
And the sheriff was allergic to bananas.
That's not stupid at all.
He shares DNA with a person. He's a snowman.
It's science, Mikey.
What do you, you can't, okay, Mikey, you can't be mad at the snowman sharing DNA plot point when the whole thing is about the DNA of a serial killer melting into snow. That's the whole premise of the movie.
Sure I can. They shot bananas at Chucky to kill him. That's ridiculous.
That's because Chucky wasn't resurrected with the DNA of anybody else.
But he had a dude and a doll, and they would never say, let's shoot banana at him. That's because... the answer.
No, they stumbled upon the banana thing on accident, though.
Yeah.
They didn't just decide to try bananas.
Shouldn't have been the movie in the first place.
No, it made sense, Mikey. The DNA got mixed in when they did the antifreeze at the end of the first movie.
God damn it.
It makes perfect sense.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and I don't know if you noticed this, Kat. Fuck this movie altogether because of this. Forget about everything else. Everything else. That motherfucker said oi.
He did.
He did. You notice the oi?
Yeah, he sure did.
Yeah. How dare he take my oi?
I feel like maybe you took it from him.
I didn't know he said it.
You are a closet Jack Frost fan. You have been for years.
This is my first and last time watching this movie ever in life.
Also, did you guys notice Doug Jones was in here?
I did not see Doug Jones in this movie.
He played Dave, apparently.
Who the fuck is Dave?
Dave. He was there. Oh, he was one of the guys at the bar.
Oh. No, I didn't see him.
That was him. That was Doug Jones.
Oh.
Did not know.
From Rob's favorite horror movie.
Famous for being in the greatest horror movie of all time, yeah. That's The Shape of Water, Mikey.
Ah, yeah. And then they have an end credit scene of a freezer, and nothing happened.
That was great, though, wasn't it? And something did happen. We learned they were still trapped in there.
I was so mad.
I love how long they pan in on that.
Dude.
It's so fucking long.
I was literally out loud begging for this movie to end. I just wanted it to fucking end for like the last half hour. And then we watched this in for Allie's movie night in her Discord. And I asked her to check the time. I was like, I need to know how long. And there was still like 15 minutes. I was like, fuck. I'm like, all right, it's almost over. That 15 minutes felt like forever. And then two end credit scenes. The snowman was Godzilla. Let's not forget.
Yeah.
That happened.
Was Jackzilla.
Yeah.
Whatever he was. So that happened. And then there's another one. And I'm just like, oh, my God, fucking please be over. So I'm sitting through that for nothing.
Not for nothing. It was a great scene.
Right. We learned that they were still trapped in the freezer.
Nothing happened.
This is the kind of movie where they don't leave loose ends just lying around, Mikey. They tie everything up in a nice little bow.
Oh, that's what they did?
Yeah. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been able to get to sleep the other night. You'd have been sitting around thinking, what happened to those people? Well, now we know. They're trapped in the freezer.
I have put zero thought into this movie since I got done watching it until we had to talk about it. And I can promise you, when we're done talking about it, it's gone forever.
Until you rewatch it.
No. This is the first and last time. I no longer have to watch this movie ever. Ever.
Have to.
Mm-mm. I'm out of notes. I don't know if you guys have anything else to say on this thing.
No, I think I pretty much hit everything I wanted to say. Genius movie. Doesn't quite reach the level of the original, but genius.
It's very good.
Uh-huh. These Portnoy's are gonna piss me off. All right. Do you want to move into reviews and whatnot?
Yeah. I have some really troubling news about the ratings for this movie. This is, this did not do well on the tomato meter, guys.
Really?
This has a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's a 0%er. How many reviews did you see?
It only has 6 reviews though.
Okay.
So
smart people, it's gonna have 7 when we're done with this. And I spoiler alert.
No,
it's
you
still
said when we
zero.
Were done, you were never thinking about it again.
Well, I'm gonna leave 1 review and give it 7 and keep it where it's at. I can tell you that.
The audience score though is 29%, so we right. have a nice jump there with over 5,000 ratings.
We're
so.
Building in the right direction.
We're going in the right direction. IMDb continues the positive trend with 3.6 out of 10. And I'm sure our slash radio score is going to be higher than that. I'm yeah, sure yeah. Mikey's not going to ruin this for anyone.
I would never.
So we have some reviews for this one. Okay. Pulled from IMDb. This one makes me happy. This one kind of sounds like it's threatening me, and I like it. Good horror movie. I know that this is not as good as the first movie of Jack Frost, but still, it is a great movie. It is very scary! Exclamation point. It has great acting! Exclamation point. It also has a great storyline. Period. It also has great special effects, period. See it, period. It is a great movie. I mean, the energy of this one.
They nailed it. Did you write that, Mikey?
No, I do have one in here that I'm pretty sure Mikey did write.
Oh, okay.
We're coming up to that one. We have... For our first bad review, I pulled a few good reviews and a few bad reviews because they were all pretty short. Our first bad review reads asinine exclamation point, utterly asinine 2 exclamation points. Jack Frost 2, the worst horror film I have ever seen. Why? 1, the premise is well beyond ridiculous. The damn thing doesn't even have legs to move on. Mm-hmm. 3.
It didn't move. What the fuck are you legs for?
The damn thing.
The damn thing.
See how mad this person was.
3. It escapes after being completely submerged in antifreeze, parentheses, first film. 4. Get this. It travels... across the ocean on salt water to a tropical island to get revenge on the sheriff that did him in the first film.
Did him? What? I didn't see that scene.
The science of this thing.
That guy fucked that snowman, Rob. What the hell? The dirty snowman fucker.
5, in quotation marks, killer snowballs. I have yet to get drunk enough to see Ginger Dead Man, so as of the writing of this, Jack Frost 2 holds the distinction of being the stupidest horror, quote-unquote, film ever, even surpassing the inaneness of its predecessor, if you can believe that, parentheses, period.
They're so mad. There's so much anger.
There's so much anger in this review.
What did you think when you started Jack Frost 2? Revenge of the Mutant Killer Snowman.
Someone had high hopes for this.
I like this guy, man. That's a good person right there. That damn thing.
That damn thing. Legs. Yeah, how stupid would it look if you built a snowman that had legs?
It didn't move anyway. It didn't matter. It didn't need legs. The fucking thing stood still the whole movie.
We have 10 out of 10 masterpiece.
Oh.
Give me a second. Man, oh man, this movie was a masterpiece. I loved both films, and there are lots of blood and gore. Excellent kill scenes and excellent acting. That's the full review.
Okay.
Finally, somebody gets it.
He gets it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the one. This is the longest review, and I'm pretty sure Mikey wrote it. It was written allegedly before he watched it, but I have doubts. 1 out of 10, this film ruined my whole night.
Wow.
On a scale from 1 to 10, I give this film 0. Grr.
Did you write grr, Mikey?
No,
I wrote grr.
I would have wrote growl. And yeah, you both know that. I would have wrote growl. If it said growl, I would really not be able. There's no plausible deniability there if it said growl. I used to be a fan of Gurr, though. I did Gurr back in the day.
Oh, this was written back in the day.
Oh, well, hang on.
I've graduated to growl. Now I just growl. Good review, though.
It was so crap. I took it back and got my money back, and I got to rent another video. I swear, by the end of the film, I was totally depressed. I love renting movies and settling down on the sofa with a mug of hot chocolate, but I just felt completely sick after the first half hour of this film.
That's so good.
Hot chocolate, his little blankie, to watch a Christmas movie.
That's so beautiful, man. He gets it. Like, I like this guy. Kat, does he have an email or anything? I feel like me and him should have like a cope group or something.
He does not have an email, unfortunately.
Damn it.
He does finish the review with, believe me when I say this, you should, by all facts I have just mentioned anyway, stay away from Jack Frost 2. Even Scooby-Doo is better.
Oh, well, hey, now, let's not talk bad about Scooby-Doo. Like, Scooby-Doo.
Even Scooby-Doo is better.
Scooby-Doo is good.
I picture him sitting on his couch, though, with like a little blankie pulled up. He's got his hot cocoa and a Santa hat on, and all the lights are off except the Christmas tree. And he's ready to watch a nice Christmas movie. And then he starts Jack Frost 2.
Yeah. This one, we have the no rating for this one. So I'll let you decide whether this is in favor or not of Jack Frost 2. It's titled Still No Real Snow.
Ooh.
But then again, it is a B movie. Just as good, tacky as Jack Frost 1, and no snowman rape scenes. Which is true. The series, like many B movies, takes that next step after Killers and adds Son of, in this case, tons of killer snowballs. This actually works quite well. The characters are stereotypical to the max. I'm happy to report that the annoying kid from the first one is not present at all. But of course, the goofy monster Jack himself takes all the cake. Unlike many sequels, actually better than the original. Which, let's not get crazy.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, no.
I mean, that's a little carried away.
And the snowballs, the little baby fuckers took cake here. I mean, come on.
And our last one, 10 out of 10. This movie rocks. 4 exclamation points. Someone's excited. Someone is in the Jack Frost 2 spirit. This movie has everything typical horror movies lack. Although some things are far-fetched, we are dealing with quantity snowman engineers. The only preview I can reveal is that I can't wait for Jackzilla, dare I say, Oscar winner. This is the perfect date movie. I advise all men for a nice romantic surprise to see this movie with that special person.
What? Whoa, wait, wait, hold on now. Hold on, wait. I have to stop them there, because hold on.
All right.
There is no way you're getting anything after you take a girl to see this. No way.
I don't know, yeah. Man.
Perfect date movie.
No. And this is coming from somebody who pulled a little something watching Leprechaun in the Hood. I had no business getting anything from that movie. This one, worse than that. That's fucking hysterical, though.
It is a good date movie.
Oh, it's
not. It's a movie rich with themes and everything, so you can really just dissect it later, you know, really get a conversation going.
Advise all men for a nice romantic surprise.
Rob, we watched this movie together. Was this a date movie for us?
We could have been on our first date, Mikey.
Yeah, well, I didn't get any after, so obviously it didn't work. Rob, don't put out. At least not on the first date. He's a lady.
This man or woman has been an IMDb member for 21 years. They have only left this one review.
Get the fuck out of here. I don't quite know what to say about that.
They were so moved by this movie. They were like, I'm doing it.
This was finally. The one.
I waited 2 decades for this moment. This is it. Get the fuck out, man. Oh, right. are we done hearing from these fucking idiots?
We are done hearing from these movie review geniuses.
No, there's only one genius. Could you imagine? Where did this guy rent that movie to where he bitched? Just like, I want my fucking money back. This movie, I got the movie and it worked fine, but it sucked so bad. It's pretty funny.
So I have a story related to that. I don't know if I should tell it or not, though.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
All right. It's not that bad. So when I was in college, there was a video store we used to go to. It was called Top 10 Video. And it was, you know, like a lot of locally owned stores, it had like the little saloon doors you could go through where they kept the cartoons and stuff back there, I assume.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. And we were in there one night renting some movies. And there's this guy who comes storming in. He's this big biker looking dude. And he's yelling at the guy who worked at the counter that he wanted his money back. And he wanted a rental for free because this movie said it had sluts in it and there were no sluts in it.
Oh, my God. Wow. So,
I mean, you know, they'll do that for you, I guess, because they gave him a different movie and let him get the fuck out of there.
I think if you're a big biker guy, you can demand pretty much anything you want.
It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Sluts is so subjective, though. Yeah. Like, yeah. What? Were they not slutty enough? Were there no sluts at all? What the fuck was he watching?
Yeah, according to him, there were no sluts in the movie.
Wow. And he's all mad right. about that.
Well, yeah.
Are you guys ready for some trivia here on this movie? There's not a lot.
Yeah.
Thank God.
We don't have any budget or surprisingly no box office. I can tell you that it rained the entire 4 weeks of shooting the movie, which resulted in a tropical island with an amazing lack of sun for the production.
Yeah. Noticed that, much like I still know what you did last summer.
Oh, that don't even get me started on that. I'm still mad at what you guys did to that movie.
I will not get you started on it. Don't worry.
The subtitle, Revenge of the Mutant Killer Snowman, was added so that people wouldn't think it was a sequel to the family film Jack Frost starring Michael Keaton.
They had no problem the first time around with that confusion.
They're still having problems with that now.
God damn.
This was nominated for an award.
What?
Hopefully not a Razzie.
In 2001, at the second annual Golden Trailer Awards, this was nominated for Trashiest Trailer.
I would imagine that was the second annual one was the last one that they did.
Maybe,
for those
I don't know. And finally, in December of 2016, writer and director Michael Cooney revealed that there were plans for a third film in the series, which would have featured a giant Jack Frost known as Jackzilla. The film would have picked up a decade following the ending of the second film with a giant Jack Frost letting loose on a city, causing destruction and mayhem. He expressed interest in making the third installment due to an advancement in special effects, and he would be happy if someone would be willing to help him make it, as it holds a special place in his heart. But so far, we have not gotten Jack Frost 3, Jackzilla.
Blumhouse. Get on this.
Yes. And as I said in our episode for the first film, if I ever win Powerball, I will give this man the money to make Jack Frost 3.
Wonderful. Yeah.
You'll cover the catering is what you mean.
That's what it costs.
Yeah, literally.
Because I also want to see Jackzilla.
I would love to see Jackzilla.
Yeah. Mm. Well, that's it. That is trivia.
Yay. All right. Portnoy time.
All right.
You guys want me to go first? You want me to go last?
I think you should go first.
Okay. This movie sucked. I gave the first Jack Frost. Oh, we got to do a B movie thing for this too, huh?
Yeah.
We did.
My score is exactly
one.
The same.
God damn it.
Oh, wow. Mine are not.
The first Jack Frost, I gave a 2 for a real movie and a 4.5 for a B movie. This is not sniffing that. For a real movie, I am giving this a full point down with a 1. Every single decimal used in these points for me are those little snowball fuckers. It's all of it. But they weren't able to, they weren't in there nearly enough to carry everything. And, you know, some of it could have been done a little better. So it gets a one for a B movie. Again, considering the little snow fuckers, I'm gonna give this like a 1.9. That's the only difference. Like, this thing sucked.
You are so low for a B movie score on this thing.
No,
and
man,
on the original, by the way.
No, the original was lucky to get what it got. This one, it didn't have it. The characters weren't interesting enough, and there was a lot of more characters in this one than in the first one, and a lot less snowman.
No respect for Jack Frost.
No respect for Jack, especially in this one. And the kills were all the kills were off screen. And I don't know what the restraints were here. That's what it's getting. This was not enjoyable. Damn the both of you.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I looked at this movie, you know, when you consider the little snowballs and you consider the way it subverted expectations and you consider the backstory and the trauma that our main character has been through and how he's trying to run from his past. This to me was Gremlins meets Scream with a dash of A24.
I fucking hate you.
I enjoyed this movie. I thought it was a lot of fun. It has some issues though. I do wish we had gotten more on screen deaths. I would have liked to have seen a little bit more of that. And yeah, Mikey, The snowman could have moved around a little bit more. We saw him do it in the first one. So I would have liked to have seen more of that as well. I don't remember what I gave the original one. I don't think that this one is as good, but I don't have access to the spreadsheet to look at my scores. You guys never gave me that for some reason.
You have it on the first one. You gave it a 2.3 for a real for a regular movie and a 7.6 for a.
Okay, so my scores actually line up pretty well with that. As an actual real movie, I can't give this more than a 2.1. It lacks a few things, but as a B movie, as a good time, as something that I want to sit down and watch, it's a 6.9.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
I think that this carries the torch of my favorite movie of all time, Jack Frost. Very well. It has some flaws. It's not perfect, but regardless of it being a real movie or a B movie, I'm giving it an 8 and will not be taking further questions at this time. Thank you very much.
What?
8.
For both of them.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Rob.
I have no questions.
You have no questions? You gave it a 2.1, man.
Look, I get it, you know, I feel like having heard my scores for the original Jack Frost, I feel like those were a little low. Then I'm a little concerned about that more than I am my scores for this one. I did not like this one as much as I like the original, and clearly Kat didn't either. She gave
it's
this
not
one
as
an
good.
8. Yeah, she gave this one an 8. She gave the original a 10.
Yeah, I had the largest drop actually between the two, so.
But with Mikey's scores, this had no shot of being approved.
No.
No.
Okay. Mikey single-handedly messed this one up.
Yes, he did.
You guys could have both given this 10s and it wouldn't have been approved. I don't know what you guys expect. Like, what do you think you're going to get out of this? This is what it is now. God. So next week, we're going to be having our Christmas movie. And then the week after that, the patrons, it's going to be another Patreon pick, and it's going to be another, here's what we have coming up, actually. Next week is our Christmas movie. The week after that is going to be a patron Christmas movie. So we're going to do kind of like we did last year, where it's our Christmas movie versus theirs. Right. And then after that we had
kicked our ass last year, by the way.
Thanks to you. And
thanks to me.
You picked Lake Alice.
I did not. That was not my. I'd never even heard of that fucking movie. I did not pick Lake Alice.
I actually think we can just forfeit to the patrons this year because we used our best Christmas movie this week.
We did use a strong one already. That was a mistake on our part.
Yeah, we fucked up, guys.
Yeah.
The Patreon Christmas movie is, we had a makeup Patreon pick that we had to do. So that's what is going to be. And then the week after that, so it's our Christmas movie, patron Christmas movie, and then another Patreon pick.
Jesus Christ, how many movies will let the patrons pick?
We had to make up for one, but they didn't get one month. I think it was October.
These people are starting to get on my nerves.
And I want you both to know, this is going to be the one I just mentioned. That's going to be the last Patreon pick of the year. And Chris has already been mentioning how after, like, once the year is done, he is no longer obligated to be nice in the Patreon pick.
Yes, I've been threatened.
I expect that he will be. I have faith in Chris.
You are not an intelligent person for that. And well, that's an out of context statement. Chris, very capable of picking good movies when he wants to. One of the top.
He's picked some very good movies.
But when he doesn't want to. So, they really got us by the balls this month, honestly. So here we go. That obviously is a good time to sign up for Patreon, patreon.com/radio. There is a 1 week free trial. So, you know, with the schedule coming up that we have, use it wisely. And
you could sign up for a week, not pay for that week, and go back and listen to all of our Patreon content and then just cancel.
It is physically impossible for them to do that. So yeah, go over to patreon.com/radio. Check that out. Support the show, support indie horror. And you can follow the show at /radio on Twitter. And that's pretty much it. We got all that Christmas stuff coming up, and it's starting January. We have the slashies coming up, which means we have a lot to do.
Don't worry, I'll start the spreadsheet.
Goddamn. That's really it. You can check me out at Mikey's Dad. You can also check out the other show that I do called Cult FM that I do with Loomis Huge Clown Penis.
Huge Clown Penis.
And that's also a horror content show. This week we talked Troll 2. Apparently, Allie started a segment on there, guys, called Make Mikey Watch. Like, that doesn't happen enough. So Allie made me watch Troll 2. That was a fucking joy. So I talked about that, and we talked the, all the screen bullshit drama that's going on. So listen to that where you were listening to /radio. And that's it for me. What about you, Rob?
I am on X or Twitter or Twixter, whatever it's called, at Radio Rob 123. You can also listen to the other show that Kat and I do together. The Nick fucking Woo Cage Cast. It's Nick F and Woo if you're searching for it, because they won't let you say fuck in the name of your show. And you can find that wherever you are listening to /radio. We will be discussing 1995's Kiss of Death.
Never heard of it. Kat, what about you?
You can find me on Twitter at Kat_Velour, VOLEUR. You can find me on the other social medias at Kat Velour, or check out my website where all my books are, katvelour.com.
All right, guys. See you next week. Christmas time. Good night from Slasher Radio.
All the best with Slasher Radio Podcast.